You know, it's not easy writing a concerto for cello. I don't know if any of you have tried it, but think about the cello's register. The cello is deeper than the violins or the viola, and a little bit higher than the double basses. So it's caught right in the middle of the string choir. Its voice lies in that lower end. It's kind of hard to get the cello to project. Many composers struggle finding ways for that cello soloist to get over the sound of the full orchestra. Well, Robert Schumann solved the problem in an interesting way. Instead of calling his piece a cello concerto, he simply called it a concert piece for cello with orchestral accompaniment. That way, he was not going to have the orchestra compete with the cello, but simply provide a background. On the next Kalamazoo Symphony concert, our guest cellist Zuhl Bailey will command the front of the stage in Schumann's only cello concerto written in 1850, 6 years before his death. The work begins with three simple chords, A minor, D minor, and back to A minor. Those chords are sustained in the woodwinds, but they also are supplied with pizzicato from the strings. So you get the best of both worlds. You get the sustained chords, but you get a little bit of an impetus from the string pizzicato. Schumann follows that with a gentle rocking motion. And that rocking motion supports the solo cello's first entrance. What an elegant way to start a concerto. As the concerto progresses, Schumann has a great ability to clear the orchestra out of the way whenever the cellist has ornamental passages. The cellist plays up in the high register, but the orchestra just plays certain chords as the cellist is holding long notes. It makes a charming combination, and the cello soloist still comes to the fore. This concerto was written as one continuous movement, although it's clear that it's comprised of three separate sections. The Langsam, the middle section, introduces an idyllic song in F major. The cello line is full of sighing, and it has these leaning appoggiaturas, these notes that bend down on almost every phrase. He could have written something like this. Thank you. But instead, those endings of the little phrases have that leaning appoggiatura. Even the end of the long phrase is not simple like this. But rather, it's a lovely effect. It's a sort of embrace, I think. Schumann creates a duet between the solo cello and a soloist from the cello section. The orchestral soloist plays, so together, they form a lovely duet, and there's gentle pizzicato in the rest of the strings, completing the design. The soloist seems anxious to continue the duet, and so he decides to sing along with himself. The cellist winds up playing double stops, two notes at the same time, providing two voices on only one solo instrument. It's interesting to remember that Robert Schumann's background as a composer was as a composer of songs. His output was absolutely tremendous. In 1840, when he married Clara, he composed 183 songs in that year alone. And it's no wonder that he had this feeling for songwriting. He grew up in a household that was surrounded by great literature. Schumann's father was a bookseller, so there were books all over the house. And even as a young boy, Schumann's sensitivity for words was greatly elevated. This gave Schumann his tender side, but he could also write some pretty musically demanding passages that challenged the technique of any virtuoso. In the final section of the cello concerto, the soloist often tackles the highest register of the instrument with fast finger work. It sounds like something that a violinist would play. But the cellist has to navigate it expertly. Thank you. There's an interesting reference to Clara hidden in all this excitement. Her name is represented by a sigh with two notes. It's as though the cellist calls out her name and the orchestra answers. You can hear that lovely Clara coming through the orchestral texture. Schumann leaves nothing to chance in this masterwork. Even the cadenza is written out. The soloist doesn't have the liberty of improvising. And the concerto comes to a brilliant close. Our soloist, Zul Bailey, will be ably supported by the Kalamazoo Symphony and guest conductor, Christoph Campestrini. Be sure you're there to experience this romantic greeting card.